When Johnny Carson left The Tonight Show in 1992, after 30 years, it was difficult to imagine late-night TV without him. Now it's difficult to imagine that he's gone. He died yesterday of emphysema at the age of 79. I wish we could play an excerpt of a Fresh Air interview with him, but when he wasn't hosting his own show, Carson liked to stay out of the public eye. We did get a sense of what happened behind the scenes of The Tonight Show when we spoke with Fred DeCordova, the executive producer of The Tonight Show from 1970 until Carson's retirement. DeCordova died in 2001 at the age of 90. In 1988, I asked DeCordova where he sat during the taping of The Tonight Show.
Well, Johnny sits behind the desk that you've all seen often, and then there's the couch, and at the end of the couch in a chair, an uncomfortable chair, which gives me a perfect view of Johnny's eyes and vice versa, I am there about 12 feet away from his nibs.
So you're really sitting very close. Now, you
right. say
in your book that you function as a sounding board when the going gets rough. Would you explain?
Well, I think after all the years that Johnny and I have worked together, I have a pretty good read on his reactions to what's going on, and he sometimes looks at me for verification, like it's going well or not, and those are just little minor eye moues. And I also have on my left, which is one of the most vital and compelling parts of television, a button, which means it's time to go to commercial. And although most of the world loves to get up and go to the bathroom, it's my ability to get up and go over to Johnny and say, this is going great, or why don't we go to the next guest?
Now, you know, The Tonight Show has all these rituals that accompany it. I mean, the show opens exactly the same all the time, and it has for years and years. You know, Ed McMahon, if he's there, starts it, does the whole here's Johnny, does the whole hi-yo, and then, you know, bows to Carson. And then there's the banter between Carson and the band leader and Ed McMahon. Do you know how any of that started?
Well, I was a young child at the time, but I believe it was what all you want to acknowledge, the fact that Johnny is there, that Ed is that person, and Doc is that person, and the band is available. I think you do what people, and I don't want to sound being psychologically involved with The Tonight Show, but I do think that people have learned that The Tonight Show is what it has been the night before and the night before, not necessarily in subject matter, but that they, as they get into bed and turn out the light, ending that day, they see what they have seen and what they've enjoyed seeing for so long. I also believe that the shows that have tried to scramble the format, the talk variety format, are among the quickest to leave.
Are there frequently newcomers who are just in shock about being on the show because they've watched the show for the last 20 years of their life?
You can tell, and their eyes betray them. There are lots of people who come on for the first show, and some who come on for the 50th time, who you can see their eyes dancing, and that they're just fine backstage. They're laughing and enjoying themselves. They come through that curtain, and you can see them freeze on the way over to that famous chair. But he does everything he can, and he's very good at it, Johnny, to try and ease into an interview so that it doesn't come on strong, like, hey, how is your new picture doing? He's liable to say, what a pretty dress, or if it's a man, what a pretty suit. He tries very hard to put people at ease, and I believe he's a master at it.
Are there any shows that haunt you?
No, and I think I can explain why and not take too long in doing it. Our show is kind of like a baseball team in a baseball season. If you do one show a year or one show every 3 months or one show every 4 months, you have an awful lot of time to realize what a failure you've been. But we do kind of a baseball season. We do a show one night, and then we hope it's wonderful. And if not that, we hope it's good, and we hope it isn't bad. But even if it's a great show, or even if it's not such a good show, we do another show the next night, and we have no time, except in self-analysis, to decide why it wasn't good, or even why it was very good. We just do the next show and hope that that'll be a good one.
The late Fred DeCordova, recorded in 1988. He was the executive producer of The Tonight Show from 1970 until Johnny Carson's retirement. Carson died yesterday at the age of 79.